An op-ed worth paying attention to. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, wrote this. Some say this is a time when the coronavirus outbreak and business closures will hit the make-or-break point for the U.S. economy. Things would be much worse if Congress and the president had not taken action, passing and signing the coronavirus aid package, because none of us can afford to lose farms and ranches, especially now that we're more focused than ever on the security of our food supply chain. Most people are focused on businesses such as restaurants or airlines, which certainly have experienced a sharp and sudden decrease. What they may not be thinking about is the cumulative impact on agriculture. Most hospitality and travel industries were doing well before the virus. Farmers and ranchers were not. Coronavirus is just the latest in a string of misfortunes that have kept the farm economy down for several years. Weather disasters, a trade war, and, even before that, commodity prices have been below the cost of production. So which is worse, a sudden blow or a prolonged downturn? The answer is whichever one you and your industry are facing. But none of us can afford to lose farms and ranches, especially now that we're more focused than ever on the security of our food supply chain. The op-ed piece continues, but I think you get the drift. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.